Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 122 of Active Reload. You missed a pretty heated conversation regarding cereal before we came live here. My favorite's Lucky Charms.
Grape Nuts.
He's a Grape Nuts guy. Everybody go after him in the comments. Welcome to the show. We're going to talk a little bit about High Guard. That game has come out to a lot of people playing it, is what we could say.
I think more people are discussing it than they are.
Yeah.
Playing it today.
Yeah, I think it's at the very least caused discussion. Yeah. So we'll talk about that release. You played it a little bit. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Yep.
And then it's some other minor news and whatnot. It's kind of a slower news week given Xbox had their big thing last week.
The Division 2 said something really cool, but went under the radar.
They said, we're making Division 3.
Hey, they are actually making Division 3.
They did say that at the same time as this.
I got an idea. Let's get into the show. Guard. Mm-hmm. It's here. It's right now. It is out.
Yeah.
You can go and download it, install it onto your console/PC and play it right now if you would like to.
Remember you said there wasn't going to be a lot of people playing it, but.
Well, hold on. That's not what I said. I said, I don't know how long it's going to live.
Yeah. You're right.
More was what I was talking about.
I said that if it was good, people would like it. They just have to play it in 100,000 concurrent players, right? On Steam.
Yeah. That's a lot.
I mean, it's a lot less now.
Yes.
But at least everybody tried it.
I'll look up the Steam chart right now.
So some people are making reviews after about 30 minutes of playing.
Mm-hmm.
Some about 2 hours. I think a legitimate review under 4 hours of playtime is probably not a great review. Although I'm not saying that you shouldn't be allowed to review under 30 minutes. That's right. Kind of where this discussion is heading in the video game realm right now when it comes to Steam reviews.
So it was hovering at an all-time peak yesterday of 97,249. Yeah. Right now, again, it's 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. It's at 18,826.
It's a big drop off.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's not
everybody
not
wants
expected.
I mean, it's the game that everybody wanted to have an opinion on.
Well, so. I do think that also kind of helped it in the end.
Yeah.
I think it's totally. A lot worse if you just have a, like, if this trailer that they showed at the Game Awards that everybody jumped on as, like, wow, this was the last trailer you guys were going to show? This is insane. In a bad way. If this was a trailer that was released in the middle of the Game Awards, I think we'd have a lot less people that were actually trying to queue up and play this video game, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also playing gameplay over the top of it, Shref, just so you know. So I think it actually ended up helping this game in the long run as well. All pub is good pub. And this game had bad pub right out of the gate.
What is pub?
Publicity.
Publicity.
Yeah. Okay. And this game had bad publicity right out of the gate because of the trailer that was shown, as well as the context of everybody expecting something, some huge announcement at the end of the Game Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this instead. And I think that actually ended up kind of helping this game along. They didn't do anything else with it. They didn't post any other trailers. They didn't really post anything on their Twitter or anything like that after that. And I do think it kind of helped them a little bit in the long run. So
this guy is playing on PC and that's where I played it at first. And it looks like this guy, I don't know who this is, but it looks like this guy is having issues.
Yeah, this is a shout out to Daz S, by the way. We're using your, I apologize, but we had to use your footage.
Yeah, he's
this is fine. Our permission. Us asking for permission.
Go subscribe over there.
Yeah, go subscribe.
Definitely.
Give him some love.
But he's having issues too, because that's the first thing I did. I started playing and I noticed that there was some frame hitching. There were, I brought it down to like medium settings,
mm-hmm.
which didn't make it look that much different, actually, because this game's not really a looker.
Right.
But the biggest problem I had off the rip was hit detection. And like a desyncing situation.
If you have that as a curse in your first person shooter, a sign of bad things to come.
X Defiant had that from day one all the way to the end.
And nobody wanted to play that game.
I think it might have been a problem on the PC version because of people playing. I think they hit a pretty high traffic barrier.
But I mean, if that's like your first impression, you never want to go back.
No. But I actually uninstalled it. Then I downloaded it on my PS5 and it ran better on my PS5.
Yeah.
100%. So there's a lot of issues. So with the Steam reviews being mostly negative, it's probably because there's probably a small portion that are trying to review bomb and trying to say something about it because they got angry at the video game awards trailer. I don't know why.
I think there's,
but there's a legitimate reason to,
that's what I was going to say.
I'm not saying they don't have a good reason, but I tried it. It's not for me. There is some things that are good and there's a lot of things that are bad.
Yeah. According to the Steam DB charts, it's got a 33.96% on the review. So 33% of the positive of the reviews are positive on Steam.
Yeah.
So
that's a mostly negative.
That's mostly negative. I think it went up to overwhelmingly negative at some point today, but it could have changed.
Here's the thing. If you launch your game on Steam and it has any sort of mojo, bad mojo or good mojo, and it doesn't play right, they are going to destroy your game.
There's no group of reviewers that are more emphatic about their reviews than Steam reviews.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's embedded in their launcher. I mean, it's like part of the culture of Steam is to make reviews and read your friends' reviews and stuff.
I will say also, I was kind of blown away at how much this does look like, or just the UI at the very least, looks like Apex.
Yeah.
I think it looks a lot like Apex.
So there was, I don't want to really, should I talk about how the mode, it's only one mode and how it plays.
It's 3v3. Like, you told me it was 3v3, which was surprising.
It's a 3v3 game. It's a big map too.
Yeah.
But there are three phases to each round. It's the best of three rounds. And the first phase, I mean, there's preparation, basically.
H.
And then there's like a grab a sword key to go to the base.
That's the name of the
and then there's like an onslaught of their base at the end, which is like storming a castle of some sort. But in the prep phase, you either build walls and then you can actually loot, which I think is the most egregious part of this whole game is looting. What the heck is why is there looting in the game? The rarity of the loot goes up each round. So what's the point of rarity at all if everybody has the same rarity?
You know what's funny is it kind of is like something that does this similarly, which is, this is gonna be a weird comparison, but like Call of Duty Zombies now does this where you can spawn in with a weapon of your choice with your own attachments and everything, but it's the lowest version of that weapon.
Yes.
And then as it gets higher, there's higher loot that drops, or you can get a higher rare weapon from like the box, like, or whatever this, but that's what you're saying is you could spawn in with your own
Spawn in with like the your own
weapon.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming the rarity on it is not a high level of rarity.
No, but it goes up each round.
Right. And you can change it. You can do that in Zombies as well.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to buy it though, essentially.
Yeah.
Remember when we had to work hard for video games?
Yes, I know. You also, there also is an economy in this game. Like, so you can,
you can go up to a vendor. I just saw.
Yeah. You can break these little crystals and go to a vendor and buy things, upgrade things.
I'm going to try this tonight.
It is very interesting in terms of the game mode. I think
3v3 is crazy for a map this big. Yeah. I'll be honest. I don't understand.
I think the mounting and like the going from point A to point B with a mount, which makes you go faster.
Yeah.
I think it's really cheesy. I wish they just would have given me a jetpack or made you like run faster.
I don't know. This almost looks like a big team battle map in Halo.
It does.
I was going to say, this looks like Blood Gulch, in a way.
So it has a big, in terms of map design, almost a Halo Reach big team battle.
Yeah,
map design.
Inspiration.
The flow of it is like Unreal Tournament. Mm. So first of all, like off the bat, I got to say this. There's a lot of elements of other first-person shooters all over this game. Yeah. Unnecessarily so. Like the looting. I don't think there needs to be looting whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's the horseback riding, which is very
paladins, yeah.
And Unreal Tournament in terms of like the mode,
right,
where there's the piece of it is capture the flag. At the end of it is the base defense sort of game mode. And in Unreal Tournament 3, you had like a hoverboard to go from point A to point B.
A hoverboard?
Really quickly, just like this.
Like Back to the Future.
I don't know. I feel like all the systems in the game are fine. It's just the actual gameplay, the gunplay, and the fun factor of shooting is very mid. But there could be some pretty cool strategy. Now, I didn't play for very long. I probably played 4 hours, 3.5. And the strategy that I got into was basically find the team and shoot them.
Yeah.
I'm sure that with a real good team, you can get into some real deep strategy, which would make it a lot more fun.
And I think that's also where it kind of turns more into a hero shooter. Like,
yeah,
because you have ultimate abilities clearly and specific abilities for your characters. I think once you start getting into like capturing the shield breaker is what they call it or whatever.
Yeah, the sword.
When it really starts to lean more into the fact that it's a hero shooter, from what I can tell.
I have the power. I have the power.
Yeah.
This guy is just shooting and it's probably more action. I haven't really paid attention to this, but he's probably edited it. But yeah, that's him reviving his teammate, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where I think a lot of people wouldn't have paid attention to this as much if it wasn't given the context that it was shown its first trailer at the end of the Game Awards after we'd seen FOTOR at the very beginning. Yeah, we saw FOTOR. Divinity Original Sin, which is a massive announcement and stuff. That was the middle of the show. And then apparently this one didn't have to pay to get into its spot. It was Jeff Keighley basically making an executive decision saying, hey, put this one at the back. It seems very cool. And also something else I read today was that this was... this was supposed to be a shadow drop.
Yeah, that was
they were gonna shadow drop by
Insider Gaming.
Yeah, and it was going to be a shadow drop, but then he said, no, let's put it at the end of the, which is like great. I mean, of course, they're not going to pass that up. The developers are not going to pass that up. But I mean, that's a crazy decision for Jeff Keighley to make just off the whim and be like, hey, I played this game.
Was he just trying to be a bro?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
It's kind of sus.
If they didn't have to pay anything, the other people were paying like $1 million for their slots at the Game Awards. Like, it's kind of insane, especially to have this one at the very back. And again, that's no, like when you're going to have, if you're a developer, a first time developer too, like first game developer for these guys, you're not going to say no to that from Jeff. Like, obviously, yes, put us at the back, no matter, like they're going to believe in their game, of course. But that's just the context of what this is releasing around, which is why I think so many people are interested in either just the success or the failure of this video game. I think people are just kind of disappointed that that was what we got at the end versus the hype that we got around everything else, because we were just expecting something bigger and a stronger trailer too, because the trailer doesn't do it very good justice.
Well, I mean, do you want to pause this so we can...
Sure. Paused.
I think we can all agree the worst part of this game is the art direction. The way this game looks.
Yeah.
I think that's not helping anybody. I think it looks really, I think the graphics are okay. It just looks basic.
Yeah.
Characters look basic. The guns look basic. The mounts.
And you mentioned it. It's like it has pulled from a bunch of different games that already exist. And that's not always a bad thing, but when it's so obvious.
This game reminds me of Shadowrun on 360, not the SNES version.
Shadowrun.
Shadowrun was cool name. A... former Bungie guys making a online only multiplayer game that had a really unique game mode, and it came out of nowhere and people hated it. But there was a small community that is still playing today. You can still play it on your Series X if you wanted to download it. And it became popular with the small amount of people that stayed playing.
Did the board game come first or second?
Probably first.
That's old. There's a board game. 1989 board game came out. So there you go.
It's an old cyberpunk game. Shadowrun came out on the Super Nintendo back in the day and the Sega Genesis. But I remember the Super Nintendo version. But the 360 version was really cool. It had, you know, it had like best of both worlds, a Halo, Counter-Strike, and the other popular first-person shooters at the time. But it had really cool, unique game mode, kind of like this game, Highguard. I think that it's never going to have more than a handful of people playing, but I think there might be a lot of people that stick around.
It could be kind of the Splitgate situation where there's, it's got a passionate fan base around it. There's just not a lot of people playing it.
Well, the problem with Splitgate is everybody who liked it were like, it's almost there. It just wasn't released yet. And then they went back to the drawing board and released what is now Arena Reloaded. And I think it's fantastic. It's just, I don't think it's going to grow that much. It's also another thing that is like Highguard with Splitgate and the finals is that the aesthetics aren't really for everyone. Remember how we talked about the theme of a crowd watching you play an arena shooter is kind of off-putting for a lot of people.
Like the finals,
Splitgate.
Yeah.
I think with Highguard, a lot of people are just kind of like, well, I've already played Overwatch.
I was gonna say that's kind of been the theme for a lot of these games. We've played this version of this game, just slightly tweaked a little bit.
Honestly, if the graphics were different and the art direction was completely different,
yeah,
people would be like, they'd give this game more of a try. It's just, it's so generic looking. It's
yeah,
it's unbelievable. The probably the most generic looking first person shooter I've seen in a long time.
Of all time.
Maybe of all time.
I don't know.
I think Concord was a better game. It had way cheesier characters and kind of a lost identity.
Right.
But
at the very least,
it was more fun. The gameplay was a lot more fun than
this. Well, would you say that one was also, which is ironic, more unique? Because at the time, we were saying, we were like, this is just Overwatch clone. But now we look at this and we're like,
the graphics a couple different things more unique. Yeah, because they were a lot more high fidelity and bigger budget. But I think the game mode and the way the map is designed is more unique in High Guard. Plus the 3v3. I like 3v3 games.
There's not a lot of them.
Spectre Divide was a 3v3 game, although you controlled another player, so almost became 6v6. But it was cool when you're only talking to two other players on how to strategize. There are a lot of options in this game mode. So I can't wait to see how it's played at the highest level compared to today.
3v3 is usually something that's kind of held for
sports.
I was going to say like sports dominated games more than anything. Like Rocket League is 3v3. Yeah. Usually, I mean, you can play it in different, but that's the one that most people look at. And then, like a lot of the NBA 2K stuff is 3v3. Madden has a 3v3 mode. Like there's, it's a lot more sports idea. So that if there's anything that could be taken away from this game, if it doesn't succeed right out of the gate. And again, it's free to play. So that means it could have longer lasting legs than we're expecting.
Or not, because they spend money on making this game and they're not getting anything back.
Yeah. Maybe it's the 3v3 mode. Maybe it just becomes more common that we see 3v3 modes.
I think if you're going to release an online multiplayer game, an only online multiplayer competitive game, you have to release with more content than this. And you have to release a ranked mode. There's no ranked mode. There's no reason to want to win other than just be like, hey, I won.
That's just becoming more and more common, I think.
And to get a shout out at the Game Awards.
Yeah. Well, there's just more. It's just we need to see. And it's weird because we'll hear this from people that are just mainlining the game. We started hearing that from people that were playing Ark Raiders when it first came out, but it's just people that are mainlining the game and just playing that for 30 hours. And it's like, that's not the way the game is supposed to be experienced. So of course you've run out of content.
Yeah.
But there is the opposite version of that with like the Halo Infinites, where it released with just missing very obvious things that are common in Halo games, Forge and Slayer and stuff like that. So there's two different
regular Slayer.
Yeah, there's two very different sides of it. I'm doing the thing.
6-7. Yeah.
God, I hate my life.
Oh man, it's ruined kids. You've ruined everything.
No, we ruined that. The kids are right.
Kind of the online discourse with this game.
Sure.
It seems to me like there's two sides. I know I did too. Well, why can't this just be normal? It seems like there's a leave this game alone and let people play it. And there's other people being like, where you say you're going to have to earn my hard drive space.
That's what I've been saying.
It's definitely not earning. And you're right, but it is. And maybe they're right too. Maybe you should try this game. I know when I first, yesterday we were talking about it, I was like, I'm not going to trash this game before I play. I really need to play it. And then I watched people playing and then I called you and I was like, this game's trash.
Yeah. This is not an easy game to watch.
It's not, and definitely not an easy game to watch. A lot better to play. I will tell you that much. Yeah.
So, I think something that's also become more common too, as we've kind of progressed through this version of video games.
Yeah, I know.
Is the need to kind of try to convince people to take up space on the hard drive. That's something that we never really had to think about, at least as much.
So it's just free to play games.
Though. And because that's why I think also, not to mention, I think like we make fun of Call of Duty for the way that they do it, but they're also like, there's a tactic to it because it's like, I don't want to uninstall this game and then later have to reinstall it because it's 250 gigs. So I might as well just leave it on. And that might be a strategy for them where they're like, we don't want to fix it because what are you going to uninstall and reinstall? No, because you might as well leave it on there. It just takes up space.
It also updates all the time. So you want to check out of the new update.
Exactly.
and you don't want to have to install it again.
So yeah, but I think more than ever, it's like these games have to compete for just taking up the space that's very limited on your hard drive.
I also think people recognize what this game was by looking at it.
Yeah.
And they were right.
I think for the most part, we kind of got what we expected from that trailer.
I don't think it's a bad game.
No, but it's just very, again, you got to apply the context. When you're the last game at the Game Awards that already had FOTOR, it had Divinity Original Sin 2, it had a bunch of other huge games that were announced, to have this be the one that is the climax, the very end of the show, shown right before or after Game of the Year was announced, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird. You have to apply the context. Like, if this was a game that the trailer was shown just in the middle of the show, like the quick passerby ones aren't very quick, I think a lot of people wouldn't have cared, you know?
I don't know if it just needs to not look like that, but I'm going to give it credit for that game mode. I think it's pretty cool. Sure. Yeah. I think that's I'm a big multiplayer fan, and if it was just Unreal Tournament where you're running around and just going to their base and shooting each other, it would have been boring because I just think the gunplay is not very good.
Yeah.
It's very mid, but on top of it being an interesting kind of game mode and, things, I'm not positive what can come about it, but because I haven't played for that long, but I'm imagining that the strategy of everyday playing this game, like the style of how this game is played today, is going to be radically different from a month from now.
Yeah, sure. I believe that. Definitely.
If the game's still around.
If it's still alive. Yeah, that's the big other thing. But all that's going to take for them, they just got to do a collaboration with The Office and get Office skins in there, because that's what Fortnite's doing. Mm-hmm. They have a collaboration with The Office.
By the way.
I know that show ended 15 years ago now. Well, they're doing the Office skins.
Yeah, no one could do it like that.
Yeah.
It's just, Fortnite.
That's the other one. South Park, it doesn't make any sense because
they're short and they have to wear like machines.
It doesn't make it. That's how it is in the game?
Yeah.
That's cool then.
It's so you can have the same hitboxes, right?
Yeah. But they did, what was it? They did Family Guy and it was Peter and he was like skinny. And I was like, this is like off putting. Like, this looks weird.
There's the chicken.
Makes me uncomfortable. Too. Yeah. Highguard. You know, try it out, I guess.
Try it out.
What do you think?
I imagine.
How many gigs is it? That's another question I should ask.
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay. I was wondering about that. It can't be a lot.
Like 30, I think? I don't remember.
Dang. 30 is still a lot.
I can't remember.
30 is nothing nowadays.
I know, but 30 worth that.
I downloaded it twice last night, so it wasn't that big.
How many maps?
Why did you download it twice?
There's five because I downloaded it on PC and then I didn't like it. It ran like crap on PC. That's how it is right now. And then I downloaded it on PS5. Would you ask me?
I don't remember. How many maps are there?
Oh, five.
There we go.
I think I only played two or three, but five. See, I was playing the same map over and over again.
That's annoying. But five maps is also not.
That's what I read. I don't. If you were to ask me, I would have been like two, I think.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's five.
All right. Highguard. Hey, go check it out if you got the space. You know, go. Why not? Try it.
Oh, real quick. I want to say this. I forgot to mention this. The match can be about 8 minutes long or 30. So that was the best thing about the game, in my experience, was when it was competitive and back and forth. Once you go, you get to the stage where you're onslaughting their base and then they defend it,
you go back
to the middle phase.
Yeah.
And it becomes a tug of war situation, kind of like Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that got more interesting to me because I wanted to win and finish a round. And some guys I was playing against were pretty competitive. And it became more fun when the team I was going against was doing well. But when we were getting wrecked, it was bad.
That's annoying.
So
the games like that where it just snowballs is not fun to play. Battlefront has that problem too.
Uh-huh.
When it just starts to snowball, it's over. Like, you don't want to play anymore. Battlefield 2, though. Battlefield also has that problem sometimes.
Yeah, but Battlefield has its own little mini games that you can be lost in.
Mini games.
Like, you're like, I'm just going to defend flag D.
I'll just do D the whole time.
And then you would do D the whole time.
All right. That's Highguard.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yes, please.
Division 2. It's out. It has. How long has that game been out by now?
A long time.
8 years, I think.
Isn't that crazy?
Because it's the 8-year anniversary with this
That's crazy.
I believe eight years. I don't quote me on that.
They're working on Division 3.
Yeah.
They pulled the Division Homeland.
Yes.
Extraction shooter.
Okay, which I actually wanted to see.
Yeah, I did too. I would have preferred that, to be honest.
I was very upset by that.
It was a battle royale, by the way, too.
Oh yeah. That's right.
You can call upon.
I mean, it already is an extraction shooter.
I know.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Division two, Mr. Steve Treffler.
Yeah, he's the one who broke it.
Yeah, you had the scoop on
that. I was a little early on this one.
Yeah, they have a realism mode that they're adding.
They announced it 2 weeks ago. I don't know.
No more spongies.
Division two is still supported by.
Yeah, they did the Destiny thing.
Yeah,
where they made the first game. I like the first game a little bit more.
The setting was way better.
Yeah, I agree. But same. Yeah. Destiny two or
Division.
Division two. Came out and now it's been around for
I think
Division, double the first game.
I think Division 2 is better. It's just the setting is it.
Yeah. So
this new DLC, it's called
Warlord
Survivor. Yeah. It's a realism mode. No HUD.
Oh, yeah.
No RPG elements, right? So it's just in no health regen.
I actually
think stuff like that.
This will be good for this.
It game. Would be really cool. The problem is. It is required to have the legacy or the Warlords of NYC of New York City expansion pack.
Yeah.
And this is only a timed event.
Oh. It's
something I've been asking for a long time. That's why I didn't believe Shreffler. I was like, I don't know about that one.
Oh, it's only timed?
It's a timed event.
That's garbage. Well, wait, so are
good
they...
Good job, Ubisoft, with their timed event.
So are you going back to New York City then? Because it's Warlords of
New York City? Well, the expansion sends you back
to... It is in New York City. Yeah. Okay.
And the realism mode is going to be sent there.
I bet you they're testing this before they drop Division 3. So they're like, which way do we go? Do we go bullet sponge? Do we do realism?
I think very Ubisoft of them.
I think they're also, they might have an option for both, I would imagine.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
That seems like that would be fine. It's kind of like GTA having a first person mode.
Well, but they released that after. That was when they did the update for the new consoles. I remember that very clearly. And being like, wow, this kind of, that game, here's what I'll say. I love GTA more than anything in the world. Not more than, that's a weird thing to say.
That's weird.
I love the crime of Grand Theft Auto. I love more than anything in the world.
Stealing cars.
The first person mode in that game is dog water. It's truly terrible because you're
stuck at
truth.
Well, but you're still moving. And you're moving like it would work a lot better in third person. But when you're like,
see yourself breathing.
It's awful. I hate it. It makes me sick. It's like one of the only games where first person makes me sick.
Yeah.
People do that and they combine that with some kind of like hacked VR mod.
Yeah.
That would make me vomit.
Have you seen
awful
this AI tool that people are using to turn every game into a VR mode?
It's only certain Unreal games.
They made Baldur's Gate 3.
Really?
Into a VR.
And everybody's like, where's Shadowheart?
I just saw like a 5-second clip of it.
Ready or Not VR would be awesome.
That's a good shout.
Yes.
That game would also make me sick, though.
The game already makes me sick.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to play this expansion or this mode. I've always wanted to love the Division 2.
It's really funny, too, because Division 2 is, or Division.
In general, yeah.
Well, Division was like. Not the inventor, but they really popularized extraction. And now they're probably about 6 years too late on being like, hey, let's make it realism.
Yeah, I know.
No, I got an idea. Let's try this thing called Battle Royale.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that they were onto something. I don't think they knew what they had in terms of the trend.
I agree. They were ahead of everybody.
But it was also just a mode on Division 1.
Exactly.
It was that DLC. The
dark zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... It was only a little bit expansion, but they had something there. I still think the Division 2 is a lot of fun. A lot of people who treat it like a third-person action shooter are disappointed, but the ones who treat it like an RPG love it. Now, I don't like shooting some guy with a baseball cap in the head 15 times before he goes
down. More than that, 1,500 times.
What I was hoping was they would... Give like a whole new game plus mode where you could start over and play just this mode.
That's what is required, by the way. You have to make a new character.
Oh, wow. Mode.
Yeah.
But this is a limited time event.
Yes.
Weird.
Did they say the time? Like,
I don't know. It said during the event, which is the anniversary.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. It could be the whole 8th year, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. It could be.
Weird.
I'm going to play it.
Me too.
That's cool.
I'm definitely going to play it.
I like that.
And there's no footage of it, by the way, either.
All right. It's not real. I'm sorry, guys. That's unfortunate.
So, if I was going to probably, I'll probably show you guys, you probably would have seen Division 2, just random gameplay.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's kind of the news, ladies and gentlemen. Not a lot more.
That's fine, because there's some good games released this week. We got
games coming out. I'm starting trailers right now, Shref. First game, Cairn. That's how you say it. I actually brought the description. I brought the descriptions too, so Grant's not asking me questions that I don't have the answer to.
Okay.
Reach a summit never climbed before in the survival climber from the creators of Fury and Haven.
I know Fury.
Climb anywhere and plan your route carefully, managing Pitons, P-I-T-O-N-S.
Is that
Pittons? Like, Pittons. That sounds better.
Is that where you stab something into the rock?
Yeah. And resources to survive unforgiving Mount Kemi. Discover what Ava is willing to sacrifice to achieve the ascent of a lifetime.
That looks cool. It looks like Death Stranding, but climbing up instead of walking over hills.
It looks like if...
this looks cool.
Oh, no, she's dead. Oh, thank God. Oh, man, that was close.
That would have snapped her back in half.
What was I going to say? Oh, it's like it looks like what Breath of the Wild did when it first came out. Mm-hmm. And now we're like, oh, what if we just made a whole game about this?
I think this looks cool. Just doing push-ups, it looks like you can hang off the cliff, your endurance and stuff like that.
Is that even something you can do?
I love their other game, Fury. Really cool.
All right.
Like an action shooter over the top. Not over the top. Top down.
Dude, look at that. Can you imagine doing that? God. My inner thighs are hurting just looking at this. It'd be awful. Climbers. Shout out to, what's the guy? Alex Arnold, by the way.
Yeah, from my hometown.
Dude, really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Dude is an absolute maniac. But I respect him. Climbed the Chinese Taipei Tower. I can't remember the name of it.
Yep.
But this game, Cairn, comes out January 29th. That's today. So go and check it out. Tell us what it's like. PS5, PC. This is I Hate This Place. Next one on the list here. Comes out today as well. PS5, Xbox Series X, Switch, and PC. It's a craft-based isometric survival horror game with twisted monsters and warped reality. Scavenge and build to survive terrifying days and nights while using stealth and noise to fight enemies that stalk by sound.
Yeah, this looks like a co-op survivor game.
It better be co-op.
All styled with bold comic art and an 80s horror vibe. Very,
I like it.
Very in right now, the 80s horror vibe.
What's this called? Oops.
I Hate This Place.
Yeah, when you
said that. And the game is called... That was a joke.
When you said that, I thought you were joking because I thought it was a hard or a bad title.
No,
it's really... we mention bad titles all the time. But it's actually called I Hate This Place.
And oh, it's only single player.
Not a great name. Yeah, sorry. That's the one thing I didn't put on this. I said I was going to have questions or answers to your questions, but I don't. I'm sorry.
I like the art direction, though. And 80s are in.
They are. Yeah. Ever since Stranger Things was like, hey, we got an idea.
Yeah.
I want more of it.
It's not the best parts of the 80s either.
Stranger Things?
It's just the look of it.
Yeah, I mean.
Want the attitude of the 80s back. Like, I want Conan the Barbarian.
It bothers me the way you say that every time, just so you know. Even Conan? If it's right, it just sounds weird.
I know. It's okay.
January 29th.
Today. A couple days. That's 2 days from now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't know what date is.
And the next one I've been looking forward to.
Yeah, this one's had reviews come out for it already. It's reviewing pretty well. Next one is Code Vein 2.
Yeah, I like the first one.
An epic adventure awaits where you and your chosen partners explore a post-apocalyptic world, face fierce battles against powerful enemies, and uncover an epic story that transcends time. I don't know anything about Code Vein. I've never played Dark Souls anime,
and it is, there's two players in it that you can swap to, and it's really cool. Okay, I'm going to keep doing this. But the first one was pretty fun. It was... I discovered it by wanting to play Dark Souls 3, I think, and it being way too hard.
Damn.
And I was like, is there an easy Souls-like game? And this was the one that doesn't make any sense. It wasn't that easy, but it is a Dark Souls easy mode type of game. And I like it. I liked it a lot, actually. I still have a copy on my Xbox. Yeah.
There you go.
This doesn't quite look like the first one, though.
Yeah, that's because it's the second one. Duh.
Got him.
This is Code Vein 2, though. Yeah,
it looks more
they're
traditional
kinda,
anime.
Well, so. I was gonna say also some of the trailer like aspects, some of the type, and then some of the like minor art stuff looks very Elden Ring.
Yeah, I liked the other one. It's just the only anime kind of aesthetic was just the characters. Really, yeah. This one seems like there's a lot of UI UX all over the place. But I mean, I might play it. How are the reviews?
It's been reviewing pretty good from what I've seen. Like eights.
A lot of people liked the first one.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to see a sequel announced because they announced it last summer.
Mm. That's out January 30th. So Friday. Is that right? Friday. Xbox Series X, PS5, PC.
Cool.
As you can see there. And then finally, A game that I know Grant was all over because you're a big vampire head.
I like vampires, but
you do love the vamps. This is called Vampires Bloodlord Rising. It's coming out on PC January 30th. That's Friday. Look at this guy. This is such a funny clip just because he just pops up and is like, hey, I'm dressed like a vampire.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm going to talk to you about the vampire game. In this dark open world adventure, you awaken as a vampire lord. Build and customize your castle. Hunt for blood. Fight, craft, and gather.
Oh, got him.
Command your loyal servants. Shapeshift into a bat to explore the night and survive the relentless inquisition solo or in four-player co-op.
It's cool. It looks like Fable.
It does look like Fable vampire mode.
Grant, are you going to get lost in this game?
No, I'm not. I like Vampire the Masquerade. Not.
Yeah, no. I just said it because it sounded like...
This guy who's...
just popping up.
Just keeps showing up in his own video.
It's so funny.
He needs to step back a little bit.
He's like... he's got the overcoat on with the popped up collar, so it looks like he's kind of a vampire.
I mean, it looks fine. It looks cool. I love vampires, man. I'm a big vampire fan.
I know.
In terms of
you're a vampire guy.
Are big vampires vampire guy. Popping their collar now?
That was the thing in the 2000s, wasn't it? Was that was the whole thing? Was it the, was like the a, pop yeah. the collar? The bad boy vampire the, type of look.
That's a Lestat look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anne Rice.
Yeah, pop the collar.
Lestat, I don't know.
Look, you can have your own blood bag.
Yeah, it was like a torture.
These are gross, man. Vampires are gross. But again, if you got some garlic on you, you win. You know, I mean, just you take over the whole castle.
You know what's really funny is that vampire game with the Y was actually really, really good.
I called it Vampire because that's what I thought it was. You know what's really?
It might have been.
You know what's really dumb about that game?
What?
Ruined the whole game for me.
What?
You're a vampire?
Yeah.
You can walk in front of a mirror, see your reflection. That's the, hello, that's like the whole lore.
A lot of vampires have different rules, dude. Some of them
Yeah, I know, but that's like the one that you always think of. Vampire can't see your reflection.
Yeah,
you know?
But that just seems too hard.
Look at this guy. He got bit too. Look at him. Look how pale he is. I'm sorry. That's messed up. I'm sorry, guy.
Don't make fun of that guy.
Shout out to you, sir.
He's
and
a
your,
vampire.
And your cool overcoat.
Fan that made a vampire game.
Yeah, you know what?
I support it.
I support it too. Make what you want to make. Vampire heads.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's coming out. Not a lot of big releases. It's January. So
yeah, here,
that's just kind of how it
as
goes.
As a marketing person, quick rant. When we see people like on the game awards and stuff like that,
like or this like, guy?
And we have people like this guy on the trailer, spend a little bit of money and get an actor. Get a good looking person on there.
This was
what are you saying?
This was filmed in this dude's office in front of a green
screen. Well, it doesn't look like a giant budget game.
No, I know.
No, you're right. Like this.
Yeah, I know. He needs to get off the screen.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At the very least, maybe he can do like the voiceover for the trailer.
When you put yourself on your game, you are now not only trying to sell your game, you're selling yourself.
Yeah.
And nobody's buying you.
What's the No Man's Sky guy's name?
Can't remember,
but that's now
he does it too.
He is, I think, a No Man's Sky. I think of him.
Yeah,
always now.
Okay. So when they take like the supermodel girl and they go in the back where the developers are and they're talking to the developers and the guy's like, "This has never talked to a woman before." like, hire someone.
Yeah,
do some marketing.
At the very least, this guy could have just done the VO and it would have been probably fine.
Yeah, we didn't need him.
It is weird that he's on the screen all the time.
Maybe he's being like, hey, this is for people who are vampires. Yeah, like me.
Oh.
As you can tell, like, with my color.
When he told his friends he made a video game, he's like, see, that's me right there.
Okay.
Fair enough, man.
I want to give, this game looks fine. Get off the center of the screen.
Yeah, that is the... It's a good jump cut, though,
because it's like him. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, maybe he is the voice actor.
Maybe
he is.
All right. I don't know.
Okay, we got to stop.
He plays all
the ragging on this guy.
January 30th.
Go play the game. Go add it to your wish list, please.
Go play the game. Tell him he looks cool.
Hey.
He kind of looks cool.
Give a good shout out. I mean, he probably spent 4 or 5 years on that game.
That's true, yeah. More than I work on anything.
Yeah.
All right. What games we're playing? What are you playing?
I started playing Fable 2. We talked about it last week because we had the big Fable reveal, the reboot reveal.
Yeah, I got into Fable mode too.
Yeah. I never played the second one and I wanted to start it. I like it a lot. Got married, had a child. That was unfortunate. And then my wife died because she wouldn't leave me. I told her, I tried to dismiss her like a lot. This game's kind of broken, which is interesting.
Yeah. But it's just a small, there's so many systems in this game.
I know. And that's kind of the fun part. I'm a 5-star blacksmith, dude. Yeah. I was hammering away forever. I'm a woodcutter, 5-star woodcutter. I'm cutting logs forever. I'm just the best. But my wife died because she wouldn't leave me, and I went on a quest, and I was trying to, like, I was telling her to dismiss her, but she kept following me, and she got attacked by a couple hollow men. She died. My child got taken by Child Protective Services, which I didn't think was
CPS
a thing.
CPS in the game.
Yeah, I didn't think was a thing in Fable, which is crazy. But
the systems are really, you know, what they say? They're really cool.
That's a fresh start for me, you know? Yeah, I get to start over. I get to start over.
You had a good life. You had a really good
life. I did, but then I blew it, and here we are.
Do you start as a child in this game?
Do you own a couple properties? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you start as a kid.
You get thrown out a window or something.
Your sister comes with you. She gets killed, and you get shot out of a window, which is kind of a cool scene. Fable loves to kill kids at the beginning of their games. It's really odd.
Yeah.
It's their favorite part. But this game's very cool. Like, I like it a lot. Again, a lot of very ahead of its time with the systems. There's a lot of stuff in this game. I was kind of blown away. I was like, you can buy literally every building in this town. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You can buy the whole town.
There's nothing like that today.
I think you can kill everybody in the town.
I'm sure you can.
You can have a ghost town.
I haven't tried it because I'm not that type of person. I'm a good guy. All right. Yeah. That's what I'm
going to
be.
Yeah. Except for you're not going to CPS.
Well, but I couldn't find it. You know, that's what I'll say. I couldn't find it. I didn't get directed.
He's going to grow up and you're going to have to battle him one day.
Is that a thing that happens in that game? I don't know. Actually be really cool.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm also playing Resident Evil 6.
Cool.
With my brother, playing a co-op. Would never play that game solo because I cannot imagine that game's very fun solo.
No, it's not.
Man, they weren't joking about the change in tone from Resident Evil 2. Because I've played 2, 3, and 4, the remakes. Never played 5. I wanted to play 6 because my brother wanted to play 6. So we're playing it co-op. And it is very much... just an action game.
I can't believe you skipped 5. 5 is really good. Although it is a big change from 4.
Yeah.
But it's a lot better than 6.
Not only that, I played the remake of 4.
Yeah.
So it's a drastic change. Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't play. I would play that game co-op, but I think he already beat it. So.
Punch boulders.
Yeah, I know. Chris Redfield. What a guy. I'm playing 6 because I kind of want to. It's now canon.
Yeah.
Because of the new game that's coming out.
Oh, because of the girl.
That's how they described it. Yeah. So now you kind of have to know what's going on in 6, which is funny because I think they really tried their best with the reboots to kind of like make sure 6 wasn't a real thing. And now it is kind of a real thing. So you have to kind of play 6.
But it's all bonkers stories anyways.
Oh, yeah. Resident Evil's insane. The first game, you're basically, you're searching a haunted house.
Yeah.
And now Resident Evil 6, you're stopping. I think there's been 3 nukes in the first 30 minutes of that game. War.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. The crazy change is very drastic in these games.
Yeah.
But
it's like mercenaries, countries hiring mercenaries to save the world.
Leon's cool. Like it's hard not to love Leon. Yeah, he's still corny, but it's funny.
Yeah, he's really Leon. Cool. He's really cool.
I'm having a decent time.
Is that all you're playing?
Pretty much. I've been playing Siege, but that's just, you guys don't play Siege.
You remember when we talked, I play a lot of games over and over again too, but remember when we were talking about open world games?
Open world games,
And you're like, what is, in your opinion, a very good open world designed game? And I said Dying Light.
This sounds like the start to an ad read.
I know. I'm really good at it. And I said Dying Light.
Well, great open world game.
Odin, my son, asked me the same thing.
What's your favorite
open world game, and it can't be this and that.
It can't be Dying Light.
And I said, I thought about it a while, and I was like, well, I like Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
But he hates fantasy. So I was like, okay, well, Avalanche makes, or he likes Avalanche games, and they made Mad Max.
Oh, that's right. I saw you on that the other day.
So I've been playing Mad Max.
Game rules, man.
And it is... I've beat it before. I beat it a couple of times, but it's been a while since I played it. The graphics still hold up. They're fantastic.
They really do.
And the open world is really good because there's not much in it. It's just
it's part of the story. It's
kind
not supposed
of
to be like
barren that. Hills.
Yeah.
And the biomes, I guess you would want to call it, just changed slightly to like more salty desert to more brown desert to more hills and then more mountains. It's a lot of fun.
Still one of my favorite day-night cycles in a video game.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Really, really good. And the storms that come, there's two types of storms. There's a dust storm, and then there's like an electric storm, which is crazy.
Yeah. That game rules, man. So underrated. I wish WB did more and Avalanche did more with that franchise.
Yeah. They ended up doing the Rage 2 game after that. So.
And if you play Rage 2, it feels, especially when you're in a car, it feels very Mad Max. I mean,
the cars are really, really good.
Yeah.
The sound design is really good. The car combat is really good.
Even the hand-to-hand. Hand-to-hand combat.
And the hand-to-hand is my favorite of that Batman Arkham style hand-to-hand combat.
It's much more grounded because you're not Batman. So it feels more visceral.
Definitely more visceral. And the punches are more grind, like crunchy and stuff. And the violence is pretty good.
The game rules.
Top tier violence.
Since your son doesn't like fantasy, you can ease him into it with High Guard.
It's true. And then, but there's a possibility he hates it even more.
Yeah, he's going to be like, you ride a horse?
No more.
That's fair. That's a good, like, it's not fantasy, but it's also, I mean, it's post-apocalyptic sci-fi, I guess is what you would call it. But it does kind of have some vibes of fantasy to it, the Mad Max series does, because of the barrenness to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they also
kind of lends itself to that.
Heavy on the Norse mythology.
Yes.
That's true. So a lot of cars.
Yeah.
In the Mad Max, I mean, this is the movie tie-in kind of game. Mm. It takes place before the Fury Road.
Fury Road, yeah. And then if you watch Furiosa, it actually ties into very actually better.
Yeah.
Because the main villain in the game is in Furiosa, the movie, which is funny.
So I like it a lot.
Great game.
It's a great game. Awesome. And then another game I'm playing Splitgate Arena Reloaded, which is the re-up of Splitgate 2. And they just had a big update with the Battle Royale mode, which is not a Battle Royale mode. It's just like another game mode that has kind of BR tendencies, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fun. I've been playing the heck out of it. That is a very, very honed and tuned in video game. It's not for everybody. It's extremely sweaty. And when I say that, and I mean it. Most
because the only people left are the ones that are playing that consistently.
Well, no, like a lot of new people are jumping in on the Battle Royale mode. Because when they're on my team, they just are constantly talking like, hey, I just started playing this game and they actually really like it. It's not easy though. When you come across someone who's really good, who can whip portals around very, very quickly. And so they can flank you, that you could be shooting at them from a long distance and all of a sudden they're behind you.
Yeah.
Like the blink of an eye.
That would be annoying to me.
It is a battle royale mode that is about 8 minutes long. So it's as long as a regular arena mode.
Okay.
And it's hyper fast. It's nonstop. Just like if you were playing a team deathmatch or a deathmatch mode in the arena mode, the basic mode. So it fits right in. It's perfect. I think it's a lot of fun. I highly, highly recommend. If you like battle royale games and you don't like arena games, it's still worthy of a try because it's something new, something totally fresh. And we talked about this a while ago, but Medal of Honor, the old reboot.
The 2009 one? I think that's what it was. Something like that. Yeah, 2009, 2000, maybe, right around there. Early 10s. Late odds, early 10s.
This game is an underrated game.
It is underrated.
A first-person shooter that doesn't offer much of anything exceptional, but it has a decent story, and they lean on realism, which is cool.
That was the big selling, was that they were going to lean more onto the realism part of it. Because that was when, like, I think Call of Duty was right in between Black Ops games, if I remember right.
Maybe.
And then Battlefield was leaning into their, like, I think that was in between 3 and 4, or around 3 and 4, if I remember right. And yeah, they were like, just do them. And this one was also, they took DICE, because it was EA, they took DICE off of Battlefield, their multiplayer team, and put it on a Medal of Honor, which was a good decision.
Yeah. And it didn't sell well.
Yeah.
But it's actually not a bad game. It's actually pretty fun. And then it runs on my PC perfectly fine.
I'm curious to see if we will get at some point another reboot of this franchise down the line.
I hope so.
I don't know who owns the rights to it. I don't know if EA still owns the rights. Yeah.
Which they're not going to give that up. I would
say probably won't see another one.
It would have been nice if R.I.P. Vince.
Yeah, made a Medal of Honor game.
Like went all the way full circle and made a Medal of Honor for EA.
And he could have done like an actual.
It would have been more acceptable to be like, this is a Call of Duty clone.
I was going
to
say, and he could make something more 6v6 Call of Duty clone instead. Yeah, and really does come full circle. Yeah. Oh, man, that's sad to think about. Bad. He could have done that.
That's it.
All right. We got to guess the game.
You want to play guess the game?
Let's guess the game.
We have time?
Yeah, we do. We got time. We got time for anything.
Especially if we go fast.
We have to avenge last week's performance because it was dog water. I love
this game. It's my favorite part of the week. And this looks like a solid screenshot of the game. I think I can nail. I'm going to scoot in. Excuse me for being loud.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Guess the Game. We're going to see a screenshot here, a couple of them. And we have to guess what this game is based on the screenshot. First one here, I'm going to say this looks like Fable or an Avatar, not Fable, Evolve or an Avatar game.
That might be Evolve because it's so soft.
Let's do Evolve just for good old time's sake. Again, ahead of their time, we've talked about Evolve a lot. No. It's not Evolve. 64%. Some nice, some pretty graphics. It's a good broken down, rundown city of some kind.
I'm not going to know what that is. 64% Metacritic means that this is not that great.
It's not reviewed incredibly well. So
not memorable.
Also looks pretty new. Oh, what if it stayed at a K2?
I don't think that definitely got better than.
You think so?
The color palette looks right.
I thought it didn't review as well as the first one. Okay, it's not
that. It is PS4, PC, Xbox One.
We got some vending machines. This looks like a.
There's a burger up there.
Yeah. Gold burger or something like that.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because gold beverage of some kind.
Is this that zombie game?
No. The
other one, the Capcom zombie game. I don't think it came
Dead to. Dead Rising?
Yeah. I don't think it came to.
That's good. Let's do that, though. That's okay.
A good guess. I think that's a good guess.
It could be Dead Rising. I think, what was it? 4? I think it's the one that released with Xbox One. It could have come to that. Oh, this is Darksiders.
Oh, Darksiders 3.
3? Yeah. This was disappointing for a lot of people because I remember people loved the other Darksiders games.
I like the top-down one.
Yeah, the first one is really good.
Yeah.
It is a third-person action game, kind of like God of War, but it had a Zelda angle to it.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. But this one was disappointing. Yeah.
I remember this. I remember seeing this and being like, wow, this is a really cool, decrepit city, but there's literally nothing in it.
This is also when Embracer bought THQ. This was their first game
release. Oh. Yeah. I remember seeing this game.
Yeah. We got it. Good job, buddy.
I was working at GameStop when that game was going on. I remember that.
Ooh. Is this body cam?
Let's do body cam.
It could be.
I'm thinking,
not body cam.
Whoops. Body cam, cam?
Yeah. Just scroll down.
My body coach.
It's not on there.
You know what I thought of when I first saw this? I thought of Resident Evil 7.
Okay.
Like when you're going through the boat section.
That doesn't look like a boat. It looks like it's got pipes and stuff on the corner.
Hey, guess what? Boat's got pipes.
Okay,
good. They kind of need to. I was wrong, though. Whoa, 81%.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking at.
No.
Some industrial area? Would this be a multiplayer map?
I was going to say, could this be Dying Light?
We already had a Dying Light.
Did we have Dying Light? I couldn't remember if we did or not.
Yeah, remember we kind of figured it out. We're like, oh, I know that
icon. That's right. Okay, yeah, you're right.
But we didn't have Dying Light 2.
Yeah. If they go Dying Light 2 here, I'm going to be upset. Stay human. This one's so... Okay, thank God.
Okay.
PC, PS3, Xbox 360, PS4, Xbox One. We got some Japanese letters.
I know. Is this
don't know.
Playground? What is it called?
This was a playground.
Blue Zoo. Oh man, I can't remember what's
called. We have a lot of yellow here too.
Go to 3 again. Skip. We're gonna have to skip it.
This is very bright.
Skip it. Oh, all right. It's Battlefield 4.
Christ. How did we not get that?
Who would have thought that?
Well, they had the lighting. Yeah, I should have done that.
Yeah. Battlefield 4. We should have seen that. This, and they're in Singapore in one of the.
And you might be right with too. The boat. How funny is that? No, that's the first
level. No, this is the first level, yeah. Man, we should have got that. That's unfortunate.
We did get it.
Well, I know, but we should have got that earlier.
All right. On to the next one.
We got some pipes here. This looks like a boat, doesn't it? I'm just kidding.
What is that?
I don't know what I'm looking at. Are those heat rays? This looks like it could be some sort of sim.
Skip this picture, dude. It's not doing anything.
If I were to make a guess, this would be like some sort of sim, like pipe, like I almost said pipeline sim. That means something else.
I think it's that game where you fight robots.
Wow. Do you know how many games you could just be talking about?
I know, but I think it's that one. I can't remember what it's called.
Game where you fight robots.
Side note.
What?
I just screwed something up, but I fixed it. The picture in picture is now bigger.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, Shreff.
Thank you, Shreffler.
Producing on the fly. Steven Shreffler, ladies and gentlemen. Game where you fight robots. All right. You need to break that down a little
bit. Revolution or something? I can't remember.
Revolution. Are you talking about...
You spelt it wrong, by the way.
That's... Revolution. Yeah, sorry.
And without the O. There's Jesus.
Oh, I see. His name's Lou.
Revolution?
Yeah, let's just do that one. No. It is a sim game. This is 1000% a sim game. It's got to be.
I don't know.
There's way too much detail in this.
Is it the Jurassic Park one?
Oh, no, tactical shooter. Never mind.
I think it is that game I'm thinking of. I don't know if it's called Revolution.
I think this looks like a Sniper Elite game. Well, some kind. Or like the other sniper. What's the, not Sniper Elite, but the other sniper game?
Sniper Ghost Warrior?
Sniper Ghost Warrior.
Try that.
I think there's like four that came out.
Do
three. Let's do three.
Three. Oh, it is.
I'm in the right spot.
You're right.
Four. 2021. It might be Contracts. Because that's late. Yeah, Contracts 2. Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
Let's Good job, dude. Sniper Ghost Warrior. A game I've never played.
Yeah.
I'm a Sniper Elite guy in my household, you know? Not a Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts guy. It sounds like a bunch of names that were just put together.
We got two more and we've got them all. Oh, man. They got to hit us with this.
And here we go. This will be your first loss.
I have no idea.
This looks like a black and white photo of coffee being brewed with milk.
Yep. Skip this picture.
What the hell is this? Coffee being brewed with milk again. Is this Metal Gear?
This is Metal Gear Acid.
Is that what it's called?
Metal Gear Solid Acid.
There's an Metal Gear Solid Acid?
Yeah, you said this last time when I tried to do this.
Is that a thing? What if it's Portable Ops?
Try Portable Ops.
Oh, Balatro. Come on.
Oh. I don't. Is it?
Gotta be.
Oh, okay.
Balatro, a lot of people's favorite games.
That's why. Oh, it's just the
background. Table. Yeah, the table.
This game's pretty fun.
It is a lot of fun. This is a game that I hear people talk about, and I have no effing clue what they're saying when they're talking about this game.
It's poker, but with jokers are
wild cards.
They do a whole bunch of stuff.
But then they say what their number was that they got to with a blank build, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. You're just
a roguelite. It's a roguelite. Yeah.
Which is right up my alley because I've been roguelighting it up. Play it. I should play it.
All right, last one. Here we go.
Last one. Ooh, we got a. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get out of here. This is Fallout 4. See you later.
Whoa.
I know the old line of Independence here in Boston. I know that
creation engine.
Yep. I know it right when I see it.
That was kind of a giveaway right there.
Yeah, a lot of dirt that doesn't look like dirt at all. Some rust here. And this is the Freedom Trail or whatever that they have in real Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, the Freedom Trail should not have been on picture one.
This should have been picture one. Yeah. I would not have gotten this. This looks like Starfield more than anything.
Yeah.
But that's when you're in the wherever your son's at.
Three and four also give it away.
Yeah.
Not three, four.
This one, five.
Five, when
you're in there.
Closer and closer. Yeah. There we go.
All right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Good job.
87% of Fallout 4. I didn't realize that. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll be back next week, and we'll have some news regarding, let's see, what should we make up here? Ooh, Gears. That's what we'll say. Fingers crossed. Let's speak it into existence. See you guys next week.
See ya.